believe in them. I had one doctor that told me, he says, a good massage don't hurt you, it's good for you. But that fella would get a hold of my neck. And sometimes you think he's going to break it, manipulate it. And he's got an x-ray on it, he's looking at your backbone, every part of your body. You can see it. And anything out of line ain't in place where it ought to be, he puts it in place. Lines it up. I like them. I know medical doctors don't like them. Old Lancaster, he hated their guts. Still, I go to him, I liked him. Yes, sir.
Well, you know what they say?
I'd go to the medical doctor, went for years before I ever found out about a chiropractor taking the pills, or it's a drug. The only thing about going to a chiropractor, I could walk in a chiropractor's office like I tell you about being on them crutches, going there on crutches, I couldn't hardly get in there and walk out just like as good as I ever did. It don't last. Now you stay on, you get on no drugs, you stay doped up for something that's ailing you. Your body wears out like mine to where it don't furnish the chemicals or whatever it takes to be to go. I don't know all about it, but I know I got that much sense to it. A chiropractor, he can do a little adjusting here and yonder, and he works on your nerves. That's the nerve centers or points or whatever you might call it. Son, I got to have my chiropractor. He relieved me when a medical doctor came. That's right, whether your pa's a doctor or not. That's right.
You know what they used to say? Well, they say because we didn't used to walk on straight up.
Yeah, that's true. Huh?
At least man, you know, claimed he used to go around on all fours. So our backs weren't straight.
That's right.
I don't know whether that's true or not.
Of course, there's no doubt in my mind, you go to a chiropractor and he'll find something, you know, you by your spine, you got a twist in it, they'll shoot you a line of bull. What a medical doctor is practicing the same way, he's got to ask you all kind of questions, how you are, where you're hurting that, and all that kind of stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were coming up, you were telling me about milking your cows. Where would y'all keep the milk and things like that? Did you have a place before refrigerated?
Yeah, it would be sitting outside where it would be a cool under a tree, you know, a place where the flies couldn't get to it. On a shelf, maybe with a mosquito cloth or whatever you call it over it. Keep the flies out of it. Many a time my mother got on me, Daddy always fed his milk cow, good rich milk. And I love cream. And I'd get me a goose, I always had gooses, you know. Got a piece of macaroni or something. And that old cream would get thick on that milk, you know. Well, if you take a spoon or something, go down and dip some off, you see it's gone. But you can take your hollow container and go right down the side of it there. Suck that cream off from underneath it and they'll never miss it. I've done that.
What's a goose? What are you talking about?
That's a feathered fowl, goose.
Oh. I know, yeah.
Well, they got quills. Holler them out and make whistles out of the feathers. Got some little old grandchildren. They come up here once in a while. I got three old geese out yonder now.
Really?
Want me to make them a whistle. Mm. Take your knife, get that old feather, you know, and just get right at the edge of it and kind of split it down your little piece. Not too far. pretty much below it. You got to cut it off, have the other end of it open, pull that center out of it.
My granddaddy was always sharpening his pocket knife.